Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Artie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Artie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemist, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Artie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fodell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Artie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Artie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, the distinguished internist, Dr. Richard Fodell.
Well, thank you very much, Artie.
My good buddy Don Goldberg is at a health expo out in Las Vegas this weekend, and Sam Forbes is off this weekend.
Is that tax deductible?
Absolutely.
An expo in Las Vegas.
And he managed to take his wife, Helen, also.
Okay.
See that? Okay. You know, a term we mention all the time is inflammation, and we talk about various anti-inflammatory drugs and nutritional supplements. When we talk about the anti-inflammatory drugs, most recently the COX-2 inhibitor type drugs, we're usually talking about side effects and problems. Often, unfortunately, the side effects are more damaging than the disease. And when we talk about supplements, we mention fish oil, antioxidants, enzymes, glucosamine, MSM, and so forth. And there are many reasons why people take anti-inflammatory drugs or supplements. And we now realize that inflammation may be an underlying feature of almost every disease that plagues us, including arthritis, asthma, allergies, infections, atherosclerosis, Alzheimer's, and cancer even. Dr. Michael Murray recently wrote a short article on inflammation, and he posed the question, what exactly is inflammation? And the term inflammation, when used in a medical context, actually refers to a localized protective reaction of tissue to irritation, injury, or infection. It's characterized by pain, redness, swelling, and sometimes loss of function. And the key feature here is protective. Inflammation is designed to protect us against infecting organisms. During inflammation, white blood cells rush to the area to destroy harmful microorganisms and dead cells, and they prevent the spread of the irritation and permit the injured tissue to begin to repair itself.
Now, the problem with inflammation occurs when it's not protecting us from danger, but actually producing harmful effects. The damaging effects of inflammation are most apparent in inflammatory diseases caused by abnormal immune responses. Seemingly unrelated disorders such as asthma, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, these all have common inflammatory elements that underlie the disease process.
And inflammation and anti-inflammatory agents is a very complex subject. Because of this complexity, there is no one single magic bullet, drug, or supplement that's optimal for all inflammatory conditions. In Dr. Murray's article, he limits his discussion of anti-inflammatory substances to three categories: antioxidants, modulators of eicosanoid metabolism, such as omega-3 fatty acids, and proteolytic enzymes.
Okay, let's talk about antioxidants. Antioxidant compounds are important anti-inflammatory agents because during the inflammatory process, the area affected is bathed in an environment full of pro-oxidative free radicals. When antioxidant status is low, this leads to greater perpetuation of the inflammatory response. Antioxidants quell the inflammatory fire, but they're generally only protective and exert little direct anti-inflammatory action themselves. As Dr. Murray says, quote, in other words, think of antioxidants as acting in protecting ourselves from damage the way that a moat protects a castle. Not sure I really buy that metaphor, but okay. A moat does not disarm the enemy. It just makes it more difficult to attack the castle. The antioxidant system in the body is a beautiful orchestra that requires all the interrelated instruments, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, selenium, flavonoids, are particularly important against inflammation. In addition, the flavonoids exert many other effects beneficial against inflammation, making flavonoid-rich extracts like grapeseed extract quite useful in inflammatory conditions.
And we emphasize almost every week the importance of using a combination of antioxidants, taking advantage of their synergistic action rather than jumping on one miracle substance or supplement to another.
Okay, the second category of anti-inflammatory supplements mentioned by Dr. Murray were the eicosanoid modulators. That's a big word, eicosanoid. This has to do with fatty acids. Eicosanoids include compounds known as prostaglandins and leukotrienes, which derive from essential fatty acids that are stored in our cell membranes. Certain prostaglandins promote inflammation, other prostaglandins prevent it. To reduce the production of eicosanoids that stimulate inflammation, we can do two things. One, we can reduce the level of arachidonic acid, a pro-inflammatory prostaglandin precursor, and we can do this by reducing our intake of meat and animal products, that's the main source of arachidonic. And two, we can increase the level of the beneficial omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, that's what we find in fish oil and flax oil, and these function as anti-inflammatory prostaglandin precursors. Supplementation with fish oil concentration for EPA and DHA at a dose of, say, 1.8 grams of EPA and 1.2 grams of DHA a day has been shown to be extremely effective in reducing inflammation and producing positive clinical changes in many inflammatory diseases in many double-blind studies. In fact, supplementation of omega-3 fatty acids is absolutely essential in any inflammatory state, whether it is acute or chronic. Dr. Murray goes on to say, in addition to altering eicosanoid metabolism with fish oils, there are a number of natural products that act on key enzymes that produce inflammatory eicosanoids. Perhaps the most important natural compound in this category is curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric. That's the Indian spice. But this action is not curcumin's only anti-inflammatory effect. Curcumin exhibits the widest range of anti-inflammatory actions of almost any substance known, and these include antioxidant action, inhibit leukotrienes, which are another inflammatory mediator, inhibit platelet clotting together, promoting the breakdown of fibrin, thereby reducing swelling and clots, inhibition of white blood cell response to various stimuli, which reduces the inflammatory process, stabilizing the membranes in the cell membranes of white blood cells, and direct inhibition of various chemical mediators of inflammation.
And Dr. Murray also mentioned acetylated esterified fatty acids in this category, which would include the Celadrin product we talked about several weeks ago. These types of substances have also been shown to impact eicosanoid metabolism. Their main action appears to be their ability to enhance cell membrane health and integrity. As a result, they halt production of inflammatory prostaglandins. They also reduce production of negative immune factors that play a central role in inflammation. And the final category mentioned by Dr. Murray is proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes, also known as proteases, refer to the various enzymes that digest protein. These enzymes include the pancreatic proteases, chymotrypsin and trypsin, bromelain from pineapple, papain from papaya enzyme, fungal proteases, and Serratia peptidase, the silkworm enzyme. And preparations of proteolytic enzyme have been shown to be useful in a wide range of inflammatory situations. And according to Dr. Murray, the benefits in some inflammatory conditions appears to be related to helping the body break down immune complexes formed between antibodies produced by the immune system and the compounds they bind to, which are antigens. Conditions associated with high levels of immune complexes in the blood are often referred to as autoimmune diseases, and include such diseases as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, scleroderma, and multiple sclerosis. Higher levels of circulating immune complexes are also seen in ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, and AIDS. How about all of that, huh?
Pretty good.
Okay, we're going to start taking your phone calls in just a few moments. Let me give you the phone number here in the studio. It's 321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll both be back after these few words from us.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These statements cannot be evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
How is your gum health? According to the Surgeon General, poor periodontal health affects 3 out of 4 Americans. PerioBright from Nature's Answer is the all-natural toothpaste with CoQ10, folic acid, and echinacea, specifically designed to promote healthy gums and teeth and relieve dry mouth. Dentist-formulated PerioBright is free of harmful chemicals, such as sodium lauryl sulfate and preservatives. Regular toothpaste has a do not swallow warning, not PerioBright.
Ask for PerioBright, part of the Nature's Answers oral health care family, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
And by the way, the entire line of Nature's Answer supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. What is strontium? Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium, in fact, has an affinity for bone, and it's taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s, and recent studies show that strontium promotes bone formation and decreases bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Dr. Best Strontium Bone Maker supplement contains strontium citrate, a form of strontium that's safe and effective as a dietary supplement. To maximize bone health and combat osteoporosis, Dr.'s Best Strontium Bone Maker should be part of your supplement program. And there's no better time than now to stock up on strontium, as Dr.'s Best Strontium Bone Maker, 340 milligrams, 60 capsule size, it's now on sale at half price at Wilner Chemists. Dr.'s Best, science-based nutrition.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arne Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And as promised, we'll start answering some of your phone calls. And let's say hello to Monica from Manhattan.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Monica.
Hello, how are you? Good. I used to take a major doses of Da Vinci Love Vitamin E, 800 units, and my regular vitamins have 400 units in them also. But since, you know, that we all know about the vitamin E scare, I don't take any vitamin E anymore except the vitamins in my regular multi. But I do want to take my regular vitamin because I have high blood pressure. And then, you know, I have to prevent this from stroke, and I have to prevent myself from stroke and stuff like that. In your opinion, do you think I can? I mean, I've been doing this for like 3 years and nothing has happened.
Okay, so you're taking vitamin E as part of a multivitamin, and you stopped the other extra vitamin E?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How much vitamin E is in your multi?
400.
400 is a good amount. However, most of the vitamin E in multis is an isolated form of vitamin E, usually a D-alpha tocopherol succinate, which is a good dry form of vitamin E, which lends itself to making tablets. What you may want to do is add a product, and there's a couple of them out there. One that I could think of is called Famil-E. It's by Jarrow, and it contains all eight isomers of vitamin E. It contains the four tocopherols, alpha, beta, gamma, and delta. Very little of the alpha, but it does have a high amount of the gamma. And that's another very, very important isomer of vitamin E. It helps to prevent against nitrogen free radical problems and combat the nitrogen free radical problems. In addition, the family also has a little bit of lutein in there, which is, we know, is good for the eyes. So I think if you added something like the Famil-E to your 400 units that you're getting in the multi, you'd have a very nice combination.
Okay, I have a little different take, and the reason is because we really don't have a lot of data. To recall for listeners, first, most everybody was convinced that vitamin E helped prevent heart attacks and so on, and indeed, people who took vitamin E, by and large, had fewer heart attacks, but there were no randomized studies that controlled for things like education and the fact that people who tend to take vitamin E are not going to be smokers and, you know, more health conscious. Then when they did studies, it turned out that vitamin E didn't seem to have any great advantage over placebo. And one study did a review of other studies and claimed that vitamin E was associated even with worse outcomes and more heart attacks. And I think there are flaws in that study, and I don't take it too seriously, but, you know, we still have to pay attention to it. One of the reasons why vitamin E might be less effective than we would have thought is that, as Arnie said, that everyone is taking this alpha tocopherol and not getting gamma, not getting delta, and that when you take high doses of alpha, you may in fact be inhibiting the action of the gamma and delta. So where I come out at this point is saying, since we don't really have good data on anything, I recommend people take like 100 units of a mixed tocopherol with alpha, delta, and gamma. And what that would mean is not taking the 400 that's in a lot of the multivitamins. So personally, I would prefer to see a multivitamin with that E and then add a mixed tocopherol. I don't know if many multis have mixed tocopherols with them, do they?
No, because they usually don't, because it doesn't lend itself to a dry product,
yeah,
an oily product. We could have honest disagreement. I would say a little too conservative. You know, I'm probably more.
Well, we'll have to wait to find out. Someone does another study.
Well, talking about studies, you mentioned at the beginning, they said, well, the vitamin E, they thought people would only people who cared about their health would take vitamin E. I think that's a cop out there. I don't know that's
well, I mean, clearly,
because that particular study seemed to show something positive. So how are they going to say that it's, how can I, and the vitamin E study that showed that people didn't live as long taking vitamin E, they wanted to make sure that study had credence. No, instead of saying that this study refutes that study very nicely, they wouldn't say that. So, anyway, Monica, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And next is Tom from Somerset, New Jersey.
Greetings, health professionals.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Pretty good, Arnie. Well, I'm getting my products from Wellner, which I got to the Celadrim the other day. Let me ask you something. On this L-carnosine, I know Gary, the nutritionist, thinks this stuff is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Carnosine or carnitine?
L-carnosine.
Okay.
And I was wondering, I take the Wellner brain function. Would that be something to insert into the brain function to make it more efficacious?
I don't know if the carnosine is going to make the brain function more efficacious. Brain function, for those of you who don't know, is a combination of nutrients designed to do exactly what it sounds like, help your brain work a little better. Helps contains phosphatidylserine, a form of choline, some ginkgo. And what carnosine is, it's a combination of a couple of amino acids, alanine and I think it's alanine and histidine. And what it does, it seems to combat something called glycation. And glycation happens when protein gets bound up to sugar type of molecules. And that is one of the things they feel is responsible for things like Alzheimer's and diabetes and all sorts of problems. So that's where carnosine comes in. And people are using it as a supplement available as 500 milligram tablets or capsules from a few different companies. I think America's Finest has it, and Jarro has it, and probably a few others. But I don't know that it would specifically, you know, help the, you know, the brain function.
I appreciate it, Arnie.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Tom. And let's see, next we have, you know what, before we take that call, you know, I mentioned a few different products before. A few different things. We mentioned omega-3 fatty acids when we were talking about inflammation, Richard, and we mentioned the fish oils, and we mentioned proteolytic enzymes. I just wanted to give the folks a couple of products they could hang their hat on. A good proteolytic anti-inflammatory is called Zymactive. It's a combination from natural factors that has a bunch of different proteolytic enzymes, pancreas and bromelain. There's also products from, you know, the omega-3 fatty acids mm-hmm. when you're talking about all of the fish oils, when you're talking about the eicosanoid metabolism and the antioxidants. We have loads and loads of them from all different sources. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wellness Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Strings book, from Kensington Publishing.
And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thank you, Arnie. In Essex County, westbound Route 78, local lanes, we have a crash being cleared at exit 56 in Newark. Middlesex County, northbound Route 287, heavy approaching exit 6 in Dunellen with an accident. Southbound 287 has two separate crashes at exit 17 in Bridgewater and exit 4 in South Plainfield. Warren County, westbound Route 80, we have an accident being cleared from two lanes at exit 19 in Alamuchi. A medevac helicopter has left the area. The inbound George Washington Bridge upper deck still 30 minutes, 10 minutes downstairs. Both ways of the Lincoln Tunnel look good. The inbound Holland is now 10 minutes from the New Jersey Turnpike and 5 minutes leaving the city. The Tappan Zee Bridge looks good. Southbound Merritt Parkway is heavy after exit 50 in Trumbull with an accident. And if you're picking someone up from the airport, Kennedy Airport now has up to 40-minute delays on arrivals. LaGuardia has up to 90 minutes. And Newark Airport has up to 1 hour delays on arrivals because of the weather. This report brought to you by Pennsylvania, the state of independence. Hit the road this summer and take one of their great 3, 4, and 7-day road trips. Go to visitpa.com for more info. Ready, set, go. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
Are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? Reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily. If you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows, hear some of our past interviews over again. If you want to find product information, to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name. Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase these products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now, you can do it another way by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com, and Wilner is with two L's. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, overectomized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell on the Wilner Window here at WOR. And before we get to the phones, I just want to tell you about the new sale and effect at Wilner Chemists. We have 48 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. And here are some of the examples. Doctor's Best, Source Naturals, and American Health. 35% off list price. Country Life, Da Vinci, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, 30% off list. And we have the 96-page sale flyer, the new one, and a 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available, both filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com. And you could also pick up a copy at either of our two stores in Manhattan. The Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, corner of 41st Street and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals. Okay, that was a long mouthful. And to get back to the phones, let's say hello to Bob from New Haven, Connecticut.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I enjoy your program so much.
Thank you.
Who am I talking with, Arnie?
Yeah, I'm Arnie. That's right.
My first time caller.
We'll be gentle.
Okay. You know, I've always been on vitamins all my life, and I've been listening to your program, and people who I know say that I should get, as a supplement, omega-3. You know, omega-3... fish oil in it?
Correct.
Into my program. But my question is, I believe in low doses of vitamins. You know, you talk about the vitamin E controversy and everything. What would be the dosage level of the omega-3? And what is a good brand to get? They're in there, they have all different prices and qualities and all that kind of stuff. And that's my question.
You're correct. The quality, well, first, the quality issue. Years ago, the quality issue, while quality is always important, it was probably more important back then because some of the companies weren't producing perhaps as good a product as some others. Today, there's probably about 5 or 6 companies that are producing really good products. I could mention Carlson produces a good fish oil. Health from the Sun produces a good fish oil. They call it Health from the Sea. Nordic Naturals has good fish oils. Tyler has a product called Eskimo 3, which is available in a liquid and a capsule, which is a good product. And there's probably, a couple more as well.
Righto. What would be the dosage level?
Okay. Natural Factors, by the way, also has a good product.
Natural Factors. I'm marking this down.
Yeah. Well, what'd you say?
I said I'm marking these things down.
Oh, okay.
Natural Factors is another brand that makes
omega-3. They make omega-3 in a capsule.
It's appealing to me in a capsule. That appeals to me. What would be the dosage level?
The standard dosage usually comes, it's 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, and that 1,000 milligrams of fish oil contains usually 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 milligrams of DHA. They also have made by some of those companies some concentrates where if you take that, you'll get more. They've taken out some of the excess extraneous fatty acids and concentrated the EPA and DHA amounts. So there are some capsules you can take which would give you higher amounts of that EPA and DNA and DHA, which are the so-called active components of the fish oil.
When's the best time to take it? Morning, afternoon, evening?
With food. With food. Yeah, preferably if you're having some fat in your food, that would be better.
Preferably with fat in the food.
That's it.
More like morning or afternoon, would you say?
Morning, if that fits the bill. If you're eating a breakfast where you're having a little bit of fat in the food with your food, that would be great.
Has anybody been known to have adverse reactions on dosage levels concerning the omega-3 fish oil?
Well, people belch fishy sometimes.
Well, one of the nice things about, by the way, Richard, some of the nice things about these fish oils is
they don't have that.
You still may belch, but you won't taste it.
I was being facetious, actually. At high doses, doses that have been used in studies of ulcerative colitis and rheumatoid arthritis, that are higher than the FDA is now recommending for heart disease. The FDA is recommending or allowing health-related claims for heart disease prevention for up to from 1 to 3 grams a day of fish oil. So they're supporting that. And a number of the heart studies really just use that amount and seem to be effective. Some studies have used higher amounts, and as you go to higher amounts, you have a substantial blood thinning effect, which if you have a bleeding tendency for other reasons could be significant. And a very small proportion of the population will have a little bit elevation of LDL cholesterol. Not many people do, but some do. It's a very good treatment for high triglycerides, which is a different element. There's also a very small subgroup of people that might have a somewhat of a rise in the blood sugar, but the vast majority do not.
No, I'm very interested. So basically the minimum dosage is 1,000 milligrams.
Well, you can get a capsule. Tyler makes a product called Eskimo 3, and their capsule is 500 milligrams. They make a 500 milligram capsule if you want to be a little more conservative.
Well, I guess that's the answer to my question. The Tyler Company with the Eskimo 3.
Eskimo 3 capsule is 500 milligrams.
Well, that basically answers the question, and I guess I could work it out with my doctor.
Sure.
I'm 62 years old, you know, and in pretty good health. And I'm always careful with, you know, the vitamins that I take, you know.
We'd also suggest a good multivitamin, multimineral also.
Yeah, I've been watching that through the years very much.
Right.
So, but I just wanted a question, and I appreciate your time regarding this product.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
And next is Stephen from Queens.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Stephen.
I read and heard some things about a few supplements that really concern me. Some concern me, others I just... anyway, let me get right to it. One is that lycopene, taken in supplement form, is not nearly as beneficial. Didn't say it could do any harm, but it's not nearly as beneficial as taking it in the natural form, like, let's say, through tomato sauce. You just don't really get anywhere close to the effects taking it in the supplemental form. Could that be true?
Sure.
It can be.
Sure. Are supplements cooked?
What's that?
Well, the issue is that lycopene seems to be better absorbed when you cook the food than when it's raw. So my question is, are the supplements pre-cooked or not?
How would I know?
No, I don't expect you to know. I'm asking Arnie.
Lycopene, as you said, is one of the carotenoids that's present in tomato. All right, that's where they get it from. They get it from tomatoes. Now, if what else is present in tomatoes? The original studies started because they found that people who ate a lot of tomato sauce and stuff like that had less prostate problems. Okay, so they've as science does, they try and find out, what is it in tomatoes that's so wonderful? And they found that lycopene had a lot of activity, this type of anti-cancer activity. And when they took the isolated lycopene and they tested, they gave it to men with prostate problems and prostate cancer, they found that the lycopene helped to sort of encapsulate the prostate cancer, so that even in those men who did have prostate cancer, the lycopene sort of encapsulated it and prevented the cancer from really spreading. So there was a lot of benefits from the lycopene. Now, if you're a big tomato sauce eater and a lot of Italian food, you know, with tomato sauce and olive oil and stuff like that, that's a wonderful thing. Okay, always try and eat those types of foods. But there's a lot of people who don't eat those types of foods. Now, what do? Deprive yourself of lycopene entirely, or do you take a lycopene supplement? Me, I would take a lycopene supplement. Okay, and I do take a lycopene supplement because I don't think I get enough of the tomato sauce and that stuff in cooked form to really benefit from the lycopene in the tomato itself. So that's my take on it. Is it better to eat the tomatoes, the cooked tomatoes, as stewed tomatoes and tomato sauce? Absolutely. Absolutely. Always best to get it in that form. But if you're not, I don't think it's wise to take it, to just ignore it and not take any. If you're going to take lycopene, make sure you take the lycopene at a time when there's a lot of, once again, fat in the food. So take it with other fatty foods.
The other thing is about flaxseed oil as opposed to ground flaxseed. I read something that I never heard from anyone else before, and that is that the flaxseed extract oil, the extract, may actually promote the spread of prostate cancer, and that it was suggested that men should actually eat the ground flaxseeds. That just seemed bizarre. Because I've been taking flaxseed for years, mm-hmm. And do you know anything concerning that?
Sure.
You do?
Yes, I don't give it much credence either because of the fact that, the things, the oils, the natural oils that contain the so-called ALA have been around and have been shown to be beneficial. So I don't think that's correct. Now, here's where the problem comes in. Why do people take the flaxseed oil? They take it because it's a precursor to the EPA. EPA is the oil that's present in fish oil. And people didn't want to take fish oil because fish oil was fishy and disgusting. Well, now that's not the case, so you can take the fish oil. But years ago, people didn't take the fish oil. They took the flaxseed oil in hopes that the ALA, which is alpha-linolenic acid, would convert to EPA. Well, that doesn't happen too well, okay? So the alpha-linolenic doesn't convert to the eicosapentaenoic too well. So in essence, you're just really getting the alpha-linolenic acid. You're not getting too much of the benefit of the true omega-3 fatty acid.
Yeah, there is a study in here showing flaxseed oil helping prostate cancer, but there was also a study, as I recall, probably a test tube study, where alpha-linolenic acid, which is part of what's in flaxseed, seemed to stimulate the growth of prostate cancer cells, and that's probably where he read an article that was alluding to that. And none of this stuff ever got in clinical studies, I don't think. And so whether there is any potential harm in the flaxseed oil or not, I don't think we can really say.
Yeah, but the ground,
but the fish oil is helpful.
Yeah. And the ground flaxseeds, there's other benefits to flax seeds themselves other than the oil. You know, there are other phytochemicals in there which are very, very good. So, yes, taking an extract or the flaxseed powder would be a very good thing.
And the last one has to do with...
Okay, you know what, Stephen, we'll just stay on the line. We need to pause for a short break and read some commercials. But we'll stay on the line. We'll get back to you when we return. This is Arnie DeTomer.
Dr. Richard Podell?
Phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'll be back in a few moments. But first, we shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Natrol. Natrol offers you Ester C in just about any form or potency you could ask for. Tablets or capsules, alone or with bioflavonoids. Chewable, soft gels, liquid, with antioxidants, pycnogenol, echinacea, whatever. Effervescent. Natrol has it all. Ester C for when you want vitamin C that's most effective and naturally buffered. Ester C from Natrol. And here's some good news. Right now, all the Natrol Ester C products are on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. Yep, you heard me right. Wilner Chemist is now featuring all Natrol Ester C products at 35% off list price.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
Actually, here's some more good news. The entire American Health supplement line is 35% off this price at Wilner Chemists. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes? Cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function, and one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgo Dyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgo Dyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Dyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented Ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgo Dyes, the perfect vision function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgo Dyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you are enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements, which, by the way, are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. Alrighty, let's get back to Stephen. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
thank you very much.
All right, what's the rest of your question?
Okay, I'll go back in and type all the others, but I'll just ask one more now. About fish oil that you were just talking about it before. I heard that, and I didn't get all the facts yet. I'm trying to research it to find out where this person got it from, but that you have to, when you take your fish oil, you have to make sure that the omega-3s are in a certain ratio to each other, or else it can not just not be healthy to your heart, but it can actually be dangerous to your heart.
Okay. I don't know the source of that statement.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm trying to search
okay.
it out.
The normal ratio is 3-2. In other words, as I said, 1,000 milligrams of fish oil usually has about 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 milligrams of DHA. In the process of purifying the fish oil and getting rid of the mercury and the pollutants, they're able to separate the EPA and DHA fractions, and then they can put them back together in different ratios than as exists in nature. Okay, so you won't always find a fish oil that has that 3-to-2 ratio. You may find some companies where it's a, let's say, a 4-to-3 ratio. Okay, now, is that harmful? I don't believe so.
I think it's important to know that when they've done these studies for Crohn's disease, for rheumatoid, for heart disease, they've used regular fish oil. They've not used the high DHA type. They've not used the high EPA type. So it's impossible to say whether the DHA is what's doing the good, the EPA is doing the good, both of them doing the good, some other factor yet unidentified. And so the only time that I get at all concerned about worrying about the ratios is when you're dealing with little kids or maybe pregnant women. DHA is the main fatty acid that goes on in the brain in maturing brains. So an argument can be made not having an especially high EPA or too low a DHA. And so when I'm dealing with that population, I'm going to look for a high DHA formula. Otherwise, we don't have any basis for choosing, and so since the studies were done with regular fish oil, that's what I usually use.
Okay, Stephen.
Thank you very much for your answers. I really appreciate it.
All right, Stephen. Thanks for the call. Okay, our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And hello, Mary, calling from her car in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to know the dosage for turmeric, because I decided to take it, but I was a little cautious. I have MS myself, so I want to just make sure I'm taking the right dosage.
Okay, turmeric or curcumin, as it's sometimes called as a supplement, I don't know that there is an exact dosage because of the various forms available. There are different strength concentrates. You may find some which say 95% curcuminoids. You may find some which are less than that. I think you need to go by the amount that it states on the bottle to take. So if the product you're using says take 1-3 times a day, do that. If the product you're taking says 1-2 a day, do that.
Okay.
Because there's various strengths of curcumin available.
I see. Okay.
But usually, once again, the usual dose, I think, is somewhere around 500 milligrams.
Okay. How about lecithin? Do you think that's good? I think that's daily. Do you think that's good?
Oh, lecithin is, as you know, derived from soy. It contains different forms of choline, phosphatidylcholine. Definitely a supplement that's been around for ages and supposed to help with nerve conduction, promotion, the ability of your body to make more acetylcholine, things like that. So it's, they also have the more advanced fish fatty acid supplements. We have the fish oils, and we have the GLA-type supplements, the omega-6 fatty acids, the borage oil, the primrose oil, things like that. So that would probably be my preference.
Okay, very good then.
All right,
okay,
Mary,
thanks.
All right, thanks for the call. And Anne from Jackson, New Jersey, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have some questions first about turmeric powder. And
okay.
I want to know, I take the powder. How much powder can I take to help inflammation?
Well, once again, turmeric is a good anti-inflammatory, but we recommend a mixture of anti-inflammatories. I don't recommend just one, so I wouldn't say take a tremendous amount of turmeric.
No, I use also cod liver oil, and I want.
Well, cod liver oil is good as a source of omega-3.
How many teaspoons can I take of that?
Well, that's a good question, because cod liver oil, in addition to being rich in the omega-3 fatty acids, also has a vitamin A and a vitamin D content. So you don't want to take a lot of cod liver oil, because you'll begin to get perhaps too much preformed vitamin A, and sometimes even a little too much vitamin D, especially if you're taking a multivitamin which has some of them in there already. So I would recommend that you not take too much cod liver oil. Maybe a teaspoonful is fine, or maybe two teaspoonfuls. But beyond that, if you wanted to take more omega-3s, you'd have to go over to a fish body oil, which didn't have the vitamin A and vitamin D present.
Uh-huh. Because I noticed it only has like 40 IU unit of vitamin D, my fish oil.
That's fine. Then you could take more. Then you're able to take a couple of teaspoons if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm, I see. Now, bromelain, I take an enzyme, but I noticed my enzyme doesn't have bromelain in it. How much bromelain by itself could I take?
You could take, bromelain is usually available in 500 milligram. And once again, that also varies as to its potency. Some bromelain is very strong. Some bromelain is not that strong. So you need to see the strength of the bromelain.
How can you tell the strength of the bromelain?
It should say the amount of GDUs present. It's measured in GDUs, which stands for gelatin digesting units. How much will that bromelain actually digest? And that's the thing you want to look at. It's not easy. You need to, well, that's why we do what we do with Wilner Chemists. We, you know, when people come in, they talk to us. We explain this to them. We go over it, you know, so it just makes it easy.
Uh-huh.
We try and make something a little complicated easy, that's all.
So the most GDU, the best?
Yes, the higher the GDU, the stronger the bromelain is.
Uh-huh.
So you may find a bromelain which has, let's say, 2,400 GDUs. You may find a bromelain which has 1,600 GDUs. You know, usually, for example, a Solgar has a 2,400 GDU bromelain in their bromelain product. You know, so that's a good bromelain product. Jarrow has a good bromelain product. So there's a bunch of good bromelain products. You just need to look at the label. Okay, Ann, thanks so much for that call. All right, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. For those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we will get to you after we take a break for news and all of those things. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company, now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. Once again, this is a two-hour show, and we will be back, Dr. Podell and myself, at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.